Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm the Duke of Small Business. And we have our good friend Steve Forbes, who's the Duke of Capitalism. And we're talking about some very important things that he discusses in his book, his new book, Reviving America, How Repealing Obamacare, Replacing the Tax Code, and Reforming the Fed Will Restore Hope and Prosperity. Steve Forbes, along with the co-author Elizabeth Ames. Steve, thanks again for being here. Forbes.com, right?
Yes.
Outstanding website, folks, that you should check out. A lot of stuff there. Anything else you want to say about that, Steve?
Well, we've got a great website. We also have a site where you can get some information called ahgo.us, ahgo.us. And the book can be found on the websites like Amazon and Barnes & Noble and things like Target. Target's selling books now.
Yep.
And as you say, this is the age of the customer.
Exactly. So check it out, folks. Okay, let's talk about Obamacare. In your book, the subtitle says Repealing Obamacare. Isn't Obamacare kind of collapsing onto itself? I mean, in a year's time, is there going to be anything left to repeal?
there'll be elements of it. It's like a building where you have the facade will still be there, but the thing's imploding, and we're not going to go back to what we had before. And so what we want is, talking about the age of the customer, we want this also to be the age of the patient, where the patient's in charge, not third-party payers.
Right.
And so we suggest several reforms, including nationwide shopping for health insurance, having clinics and hospitals post the prices for all treatments.
Right, so they can negotiate.
You bet.
I've negotiated for services, haven't you?
Sure you do. You do it all the time.
I've negotiated for health care. I negotiated a $6,500 colonoscopy down to $1,600.
Well, you see, this is a you're good at that, but this is where people will be armed with the information.
The average folks,
say,
right?
Why does it cost $3,000 here and $1,000 there? And you're going to start to see price competition.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that we recommend is that hospitals post each month how many patients died from infections gotten after they went into the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Put pressure on for some hospitals to clean up their act. Most do a good job, but we want transparency.
And let's turn patients into customers, right? Not just patients, but healthcare customers. And one of the things, I think you're the one who brought this up years ago, Steve, the movie we should watch along the lines of whether this will work or not is the eye surgery industry, right? That wasn't covered by insurance.
That's right.
Tell us about that.
They call it LASIK surgery, and so you don't have to maybe wear eyeglasses or contact lenses. And today, that procedure costs less than it did 10 years ago. Our publisher, Rich Carlgaard, told me months ago, he said when he originally did it 10 or 12 years ago, it cost $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
He said he could probably have that done today for $2,500, half the price, probably a better result.
Because of competition and innovation.
Competition and innovation. You see it in cosmetic surgery, unless it's a result of disease or accident. It's you negotiating with your provider, so you haven't had the inflation there that you've had in the rest of health care. So we want to break the barriers down. And patients should also, the customer should also be able to decide what they want in their health insurance policies.
Right.
I don't need pregnancy services. Thank you very much.
Well, and the main thing, that's the thing. My insurance has doubled since Obamacare, primarily because of things that I can't physiologically, anatomically, chronologically can't use.
Yeah, so get a policy that fits your needs. And right now they're getting the worst of both all worlds. You're getting a high deductible but narrow networks, not having real choice. And when you go to a hospital now, too often people feel, They feel lost. They wonder if the specialists talk to each other.
And I'll tell you something else, Steve. It's worse than that. The specter of Obamacare, not just the fact of, not just the facts about it, the execution of it, the specter of Obamacare, I believe, has cost this nation a half a point of growth a year at minimum. What do you think?
Oh, yes. The uncertainty, what it's done to small businesses. Again, you know, small businesses, many of them don't have big margins. And you don't know whether you have a full-timer, part-timer.
Hey, Steve, I have to stop because we're out of time. But here's the thing, Steve. You know, the whole Republican thing is up for grabs now in the president. I think your book could be a great platform. Why don't you go back into the – why don't you jump into the race?
Well, I'm an agitator and an educator.
I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. I'd like being an American with a president, Steve Forbes. Steve, thanks for being here. Good job.
Congratulations. Jim, thank you.
Steve Forbes, ladies and gentlemen, Reviving America. You got to get that book. You'll like it. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.